Yeah.
Go ahead. You got a shoplifting story?
It was going on. Yes. We was tell you about how shoplifting one time. Mm. And it wasn't really one time. I did it numerous times.
Yeah?
And somehow you caught every time. Right? I want to say this. Sometimes you can benefit from doing it if you're doing it for beneficial to benefit anybody else. I got a problem sitting over here. You might want to know. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Man, is that all you had to say?
I didn't know. Fran? I should have known you were behind this.
You wanted
me to know that I feel.
Hey. What's going on with your phone these days?
You want me to let y'all know that I do steal sometimes. You know, I'm not saying it's a good thing to shop this.
I got some really nice things.
Is that right?
And most of them come from me and steal from me.
Oh.
And somehow I let them pay the piper.
Okay.
And that's the bad part of it.
No.
So I'm going to say this. If it's going to benefit anybody, make sure it's some food.
Don't forget Robin Hood.
Robin Hood? Yeah.
No, but well, you know, I'm in my more mature age. You thought I was going to say old age, huh?
Fran, no, hey Fran.
The thing about Fran, it is that
Fran,
it
honey.
Is better to give
hey, Fran,
than receive.
Fran.
Meaning,
Fran, when you're talking on the phone, do you listen to the receiver? Do you?
Some folks need things,
I guess not.
And whatnot.
No, no, okay.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a receipt?
But some folks need things and whatnot. Merchants and everyone, non-merchants, all of us need to.
Hey,
I
never gave none to the Tin Man. They already have.
Yeah, me neither.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, it's an especially everything that's going on American folks and fellowshipping, getting it together and whatnot.
Yeah, fellowshipping, that's right.
Trying to, you know, matter of fact,
if you can help me.
If all the millionaires and billionaires or whatever, you can't take that money with you to the pearly gates of heaven or
hell
might want. So, you know, it's just too many people without. I have a little whatnot shop or whatever, and I wound up giving away, you know, why hold on this stuff? And I see somebody that need it, they got it.
Nice.
All right. Everybody, just give something sometime without. That's kind of like who stole the cookie from the cookie jar, number one, stole the cookie from the cookie jar, or how many chickens have I stole one last night and the night before? The man that wrote that song, he was feeding his family. It's better for the pig to feed your family than for the fox to get in the hen house because the fox don't give a damn.
In the same
token,
you got a man
going to
steal from a soap and got them bring some
to
the next man just to get a drink.
And on top of that, Miss Darren, I heard Johnny, she said she don't think he's whomever that guy was, that he was scared. Because Ms. Jerry and everybody all need to know, she got me no weeks ago, she can kick some ass now.
He's a problem here. My wife couldn't keep
him. Oh, hi. Thanks, you guys.
We'll
talk to you later.
We got one that's so upset about the. He's from New Orleans. He's from New Orleans. He's an agent.
Okay, I got you.
Say something to Stooks and Ms. Jerry Ann.
We got to go.
We don't tell them me nothing. They did.
Hey, stoop, I say.
My thoughts exactly.
Hey.
Yeah.
When you see a dog, you say, stoop, I say.
If you see a dog run up on you, you know, like a scary dog, if you say the Creole, the Cajuns.
Yeah, Creole.
They say, stoop, I say.
Of course.
And that dog will turn around and run, you know.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself. We got to go, right? We got to go.
Pretty tough this morning.
Friend,
love you too. Good work.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao.
Hey, Jerry, I don't know too much about you, but baby, just hearing your voice, hey, I will never touch you.
There you go. Beautiful. Thanks.